Looks like he's about to lose his temper. You tell him just
calm down.
Okay.
Or just cool it.
Cool it. Okay. If you've been working very hard, you say you're very what?
Tired.
And if you're very, very tired, you say you are all...
I'm fatigued. Or I wouldn't say fagged out.
You wouldn't say that. Have you ever heard anyone say petered out,
yes.
Tuckered out?
Yes, I would say those two.
Have you ever heard used out?
No.
Now, did you hear those with older people mainly, the tuckered out and petered out, or have you heard
yes.
A lot of people use those?
Tuckered out more, probably more than the other two.
Okay, and then who would be using those? Would they mainly be older people you know?
I would say older people.
Okay. I'm completely... If you're just handicapped, you just can't go on anymore. You've had so much work. I'm completely
exhausted.
Okay. Would you ever say worn out?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
I wouldn't say, I probably would say I'm completely exhausted or completely worn out. I'd probably say I'm all worn out.
I'm just all worn out. Have you ever heard worn to frazzle? You ever heard that?
I have heard that.
Not very rare. He came home early from school because he got... Somebody got overheated and chilled, his eyes and nose started running. You say he
had a chill or
and probably if it goes on he'll catch what?
Catch a cold.
Okay. If it affected his voice, he's what?
Hoarse.
Okay. I've got if you got something where you can't stop it, you use NyQuil or something to stop it. What do you got? You got a little
congestion.
Okay, and if you what's that called?
Cough.
Okay. I better go to sleep. I'm to bed. I'm feeling a little
tired.
Okay. Would you say drowsy or sleepy if you were saying tired? You were tired. Or would you say tired?
If I was doing something where I need to be awake, I'd probably say drowsy. If I was ready to go to bed, I'd probably say sleepy.
Okay, so both of them would be a little different. At 6 o'clock, I'm going to get up early in the morning. At 6 o'clock,
I'll get up.
Okay. Would you say wake up, or would you say get up?
I'll get up.
Okay. He's still sleeping. Better go
wake him up.
Okay. If the medicine is still about a patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you blanked your medicine?
Taking your medicine.
Okay. The patient might answer, I blanked some yesterday.
I took it yesterday.
And I'll
take it tomorrow.
Okay. And I have
taken it before.
Okay. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stoned.
Stone deaf.
Okay. You've been working hard and you take your wet shirt off and say, look how I've
sweated.
Okay. And you say, I have been
sweating.
And yesterday I
sweated.
Okay. Would you ever say perspire, or is that a word that only would be?
It depends on the company I was in.
In other words, if there were ladies around, you might say, would that be a distinction?
That's correct.
You wouldn't say sweat around a woman, but you would you say?
No, I would say sweat around a woman. I probably, it just depends on the setting. If it was in a, like a dinner setting.
Oh, okay.
Or work setting.
Okay, so first. Perspire is a more formal kind of word.
Yeah.
Sweat would be just a less formal word. What's a lump on your arm with a big core in it?
A boil?
Yeah, Joe had a lot of. When the boil opens, what's the stuff that drains out
cause?
And if you got some infection in your hand, but your hand got bigger than it ought to be, what's it doing?
It's swelling up.
Okay, and it has
swollen.
And it will swell. And yesterday it
swelled up.
Okay. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms on the skin is what? Got a name for that?
It's called water.
Just water, okay. Somebody got shot or stabbed and you'd say you got a doctor to look at the what?
At the wound.
Okay.